This next element of our program on the Internet Advisor is something that I think was kind of fortuitous that the PR information came to me this week about the Dove Channel, just as I happened to watch something on Netflix that I had seen on a network before. I think it was on FX. It was something called The Transporter. It's a typical male mind fodder. In other words, junk. But anyway, I've watched it on FX, and I saw it on Netflix, and I was shocked by two things. The language that was being used was outrageous. As a matter of fact, I think they decided to save money on scripts by substituting the word that sounds like fork for nouns, adjectives, verbs, prepositions, just about it, dangling participles, you name it. And then on top of that, adding absolutely gratuitous sexual content to the program. It was absolutely shocking to me. So
why are we bringing this up again?
Because there is an alternative out there right now, and I was delighted to see that, which is the Dove Channel. And we have with us right now Dick Rolfe, who is both the co-founder and the CEO of the Dove Channel, the Dove Foundation, rather. Dick, thank you for joining us here on the Internet Advisor.
Hey, I'm glad to be with you, Foster.
Dick, I want to tell you, I'm just delighted, having kind of been shocked into this reality of the changes that are happening now, when things go over onto this, like, for instance, Netflix type of distribution, where it's not being run through networks that might otherwise censor this to some extent. I was delighted to see that you folks are coming out with an OTT, or over-the-top channel, that people can subscribe to that is pure family entertainment. Talk a little bit about what the Dove Channel is and what people can expect from it.
Well, the Dove Channel, as you just rightly put it, is kind of a walled garden for the family who are interested in over-the-top channels like Netflix and Hulu and the rest of them, but have certain values that they want to embrace and to share with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, when you get into some of these big channels like Netflix and the others, you're walking into a vast wasteland and you don't know what you're going to get from title to title.
Absolutely.
Now, Netflix actually has a kids section, mm-hmm, but
yes,
frankly, the kids section isn't appropriate for my kids. and also, what we've done at the Dove Channel is, for 25 years, we've identified over 10,000 movies and have comprehensive reviews of those movies on our website at dove.org. And we have about 250,000 visitors a month to come to that website looking to see which movies are good and which are maybe not so good.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes the releases that are in the theater today.
Okay.
5 o'clock on Friday, you can actually go to the website and you can see what movies are releasing in the theaters that weekend. So.
And what strikes me as interesting, too, on this, by the way, folks, we're talking with Dick Rolfe, who is the co-founder and CEO of the Dove Foundation, and we're talking about the Dove Channel, which is a new direct to you. You can subscribe to this for under $5 a month, and you can get it, and I love this, Dick, you can get it on Roku or on the Roku TVs that are out there right now. So you're right in the mix with everybody else that's there.
That's correct, Foster. We're about everywhere that you can find Netflix. You can get us on the web. You can get us on iOS apps, for example, any of your mobile devices, your Apple devices or your Android devices all have apps for the Dove Channel.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to your app store and download it. And the vast majority of we have over 900 hours of programming on the Dove Channel. And it's actually designed so that families can control what their kids watch, even within the Dove Channel itself.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We have a place where they can go browse and they can find things that are appropriate for 12 and under or 12 mm-hmm. and over.
So you can tailor the content even within the family. If you have smaller children, for instance,
exactly,
you might not want to have them. Cal, you had a question.
So you said the Dove Channel is available as an app. Is that available on Apple TV, or is it a separate app from Apple TV?
No, it's an app from Apple apps. So if you, it's from your mobile apps. However, I discovered something just the other day when I was watching something on my phone. Of course, it's pretty small to watch, but I have an Apple TV device, the little box,
mm-hmm.
and it is up loadable onto your flat screen if you have an Apple TV
yes,
box.
Yes, yes, through Apple AirPlay, right, Cal?
Okay, so through AirPlay you can play it up there, but it isn't actually an
app. It's not on the Apple TV itself right now.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so.
No, Apple TV is a brand new device, and we will be up there within 30 days, I'm told.
Wow, that is interesting. What I find interesting about this is that for a long time, these alternatives to viewing have been kind of outside the mainstream, but you're smack dab in the mainstream. And some of that is due, am I right, to this content provider that you work with, a distributor named, I'm not going to try that, is it Cinedime?
That's correct, Cinedime.
Cinedime.
Right.
Talk a little bit about that relationship that you have with them, because that seems to be the key to getting the Dove channel on devices like the Roku.
Well, it is. We are content curators, meaning that we identify movies that are appropriate for the family, and we award them the Dove seal of approval.
Mm.
But we needed a technology partner like Cinedime, who is capable of taking what we do and making it available through this over-the-top transmission device. And so they actually licensed the content that we recommended to them. They went to the content providers, the studios and so on, and they license the content and put it up, but it all has to go through our review process before it gets up on
this
the
seems
channel.
To be a huge game change. Am I right, Dick, that this up to this point you could have been doing all these Dove reviews you wanted, but they didn't have the impact that it's going to have on viewing that it does now that you're part of something like Roku?
Well, that's exactly right. The key here is that for 25 years, we've been telling people what movies are good and which ones are Dove approved, but this is the first time we've actually been able to provide them direct access to those films by streaming them online.
Now, let's talk about that direct access for just a second. It's, I understand, $4 and some odd cents, am I right?
$4.99,
okay.
And that's to get the full package. About 20% of the titles on the Dove channel are available for free. We wanted to make sure that anybody could get access to the Dove channel, whether they could afford the $4.99 or not.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked out a deal with Cinedime, and there is an ad-supported section that has about 20% of the content.
Oh, okay.
That you can watch free. Now, you've got to watch ads.
Gotcha.
But at least there's no subscription for those.
Folks, if you want to find out more about this, by the way, we will on our Internet Advisor homepage be putting up links there, but you can go to dovechannel.com. Am I right, Dick, on that?
That's correct.
DoveChannel.com, and you can find out more information there about subscribing to this process. And as I say, if you happen to have a Roku, it's available on Roku right now.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So, and you were saying that in terms of Apple TV, that it's going to be available very soon.
Yeah, I would say within the next 30 days, it should be available on Apple TV. We're also looking at Amazon Prime, and also at the smart TVs, Samsung smart TV.
Yeah,
those will probably be up before Christmas.
Dick Rolfe, good luck to you on that. I certainly hope that you and the Dove Channel get to appear in a lot more places to give people an alternative. That's the main thing. And I want to thank you for all the work that you've done for many, many years of trying to help families find a source of good entertainment. Thanks, Dick Rolfe, for being with us, and blessings on you and your efforts.
Thank you, Foster. I appreciate the opportunity.
You're very welcome.